Now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland. I'm your host for this program. It's called Talk to a Pastor. And of course, I am a pastor, but I don't have a church. A pastor without a church, you say? That's right. I am an internet pastor, and I'm here for you and for other people on the internet and on listening here in around the country or on the internet or here in the Los Angeles basin or Inland Empire. And you need a pastor. There's no question about it. You need a pastor because, people today are misled, but you need the right kind of pastor. You need a pastor that puts you back in touch with your own ground of good, your own inner ground of good. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we humans are very closely related to God. See, He made us as His personal, His personal, not representatives, but personal conduits. He's like His children upon the earth. See, we're a lot closer to God. I'm sure you can see that we humans, who are capable of love and understanding, wisdom, kindness, graciousness, long-suffering, patience, forbearance, courage, all these beautiful virtues. See, we're capable of those. Now, animals, of course, an animal has a lion has a certain type of courage, and a bunny rabbit has a certain type of niceness, you know. But yet we humans are capable of, we can be kind or we can be unkind, patient or impatient. We can have love or hate. We can be long-suffering or we can be resentful and complaining. See, we can bear with the trials and tribulations, or we can throw in the towel. See, we have these, a choice, if you will, between the two. And if we end up having wisdom, understanding, graciousness, kindness, courage, long-suffering, patience, all these beautiful virtues, then we are very close to our Heavenly Father. See, and we are good. I keep wanting to say representatives. Yes, in a sense, you become a good representative of Him. Then people will see Him in you. You see what I mean? People will see that courage exists, kindness exists, patience exists, love exists. But what do most of us do? Well, we're not patient, we're impatient. We get angry if somebody cuts in front of us, if the line moves a little bit too slowly, if the car traffic, if somebody's a little slow in front of us, we become impatient. With our children, we become impatient. See, we judge our neighbor and we gossip. And we become resentful. And who do we hate? Who do we hate? Well, some of us hate other people, but I mean, we hate another race or another people from another country or something. But who do most of us hate? We hate the people in our own family. We resent hate. See, that's what resentment is. We resent our husband. We resent our partner. We hate resent our wife. We resent our mom. We resent our dad. We resent our kids. When they make demands or when they cry, when they need something, we resent them. We don't have patience. So we're full of hate when they're crying. See, reveals our impatience. We don't like to see our own impatience. So then we like the light from God either, because the light from God, which is always there, shows you in a bad light. It shows that you are impatient, that you don't have love. And so we hate the light and flee from the light. See? Well, we've got to stop doing that. I'll be right back. Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals,
But for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity. You'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
My name is Roland. I'm a pastor, a very special pastor. I can lead you back to your own center of dignity. See, I come on the radio and I talk about these things and I point out error. And if you can bear hearing about the error, and your error, if you can bear it, it's painful, a little bit painful, but if you can bear it, because it's the truth. You know, it's like going to the dentist to get your tooth pulled. For example, let's say you have an abscessed tooth that needs to be pulled. You go to the dentist, it hurts a little bit, see? But then you're glad when it's taken out. You're so much better. See, well, that's the way I am. I talk about these things. You see the error, you see it clearly, and if you receive the message without resenting me, without hating me, see what's different about me, see, from your average, your average person on the radio, your average counselor, psychiatrist, your average coach, your average mental health worker, your average social worker, your average teacher, your average college professor, or your average dad, or your average uncle, or your average expert. See? What's different about me is that I speak from the heart. I don't have a prepared text, a speech in front of me. I don't have any notes. I just sit here and I talk. And what I say is true. It flows from within. See, because I'm speaking from the light. The same light that is in me is in you. So what you need to do is become like me to get close to the inner light. Now, if you could get close to that light, which you were very close to it when you were a little child. You were very close to it when you were a little child. But then what happened is the world was too much for you. People were mean and cruel, and there was tease and taunts and torment, so you became ambitious, and you wanted the approval of the peer group, and other things became way too important. And before long, you got lost in your imagination and lost in the world, see, and became very worldly, and you lost touch with that intuition. Now you need to refind it. That's the secret to your recovery. All the problems that you have, I don't care what kind of problems, all the problems that you have are the bottom line, the basis of all your problems is that you are disconnected from God. There's a disconnect. See, you're on a cell phone call and it gets dropped. Well, that's what happened to you. Whenever you become resentful, whenever you make other things more important than what you know is right in your heart, when you forget to do what's right because you're greedy or selfish or you're going for selfish advantage, see? You put pleasure in front of principle, you know, all that kind of stuff. Then there's a disconnect. You become disconnected from your intuition, then but who do you follow? See, your intuition should be your guide. They say, let conscience be your guide. But people don't know what conscience is. You know what conscience is? It's your intuition. It's what you know in your heart, what you wordlessly know. That's conscience. But it doesn't feel like conscience when you're close to it, when you were a little tiny child. Why, you were close to that light, and you didn't even know it was there. It only becomes conscience or anxiety when you stray from it. See, then it follows you. See, your conscience, which is God, God's light. See, he doesn't abandon you. He's always there. But you abandon him. You fall away from him. You resent him. You resent his light. You doubt him. See, you do the wrong thing. See, you do the wrong thing, and then you make excuses. You do the wrong thing, and then you justify it. See, and if your conscience is there, if God's light of truth is there, wordlessly making you aware that you're a little bit naughty, then you resent that light. See, just the way you resent anybody that points out your fault. See, you don't like to admit you're wrong, so you don't like to have it. So you flee from the light. But when you're apart from the light, you're apart from the healing of the light, the warmth of the light, the comfort of the light, the peace of mind of the light, and the understanding that would come, and the wisdom, and the graciousness, and the ability to start living your own life instead of following all the wrong people and wrong advice and doing the wrong thing and start doing things right. See, all the good could start flowing again. See, start flowing again if you would get in touch with your intuition and thereby refine God. Well, that's so now you see what my job is. That is my job. And see, I'm a good pastor. I don't try to lead you to me. I don't have a big church, and I don't have robes, you know, on and different kinds of colored things hanging around my neck and crosses and, you know, fancy rings with a cross on it and, or, you know, robes or beads or anything like that. See, I don't have some place where we have to get down on some kind of a mat and kneel on a mat or sit on a mat or sit lotus position on a mat or hum or chant or do anything. All I do is I point out error. And if you begin to see and see what I'm saying is true, then you're seeing it in the same light. The same light that is in me is in you. You're already closer to the light. You're already closer to God. See? All right. Now, some of you hear me and you don't like it and you rush away. But then later you might think, well, you know, that guy, Roland, what he said was right. I do resent my kids. I hate my husband. I'm full of resentment and bitterness and selfish. And, see? Give my husband a hard time and make his life miserable and nag him and criticize him and find fault with him endlessly. Don't give him space to find himself. See? Or my wife, you know, take advantage. You know, resent her when she needs love. Instead of loving her, I resent her. You know, that kind of stuff. You start to see all that, then the change has already begun. The change for the good has already begun. My name is Roland, and I'll be right back. Hello, this is Roland. One of the exciting things about the internet is there's such a thing as online counseling. They call it e-counseling, or counseling online. It's fast, affordable, and convenient. And I've taken it to a whole new level, online counseling with a pastor. Have you ever wanted to talk to a pastor? Do you have a question you'd like to ask a pastor, but you don't want the pastor to know who you are? Do you have issues? Mental health issues, emotional issues, family issues, relationship issues? And somehow you know deep down in your heart that there's a spiritual component to them? Somehow you know that psychology is nice, support groups are nice, theory is nice, but you'd like to talk to a pastor. Well, now you can. You can ask me a question by live chat, in other words, texting, you know, where you type a question and I answer, and then we have a dialogue back and forth using the keypad. You ask the question and I respond immediately with feedback, and then you give me feedback, and so on and so forth. It's like a texting conversation with a counselor. You can even text me from your Android or BlackBerry, your mobile device, you know. You can also talk to me by phone. You don't have to travel anywhere. You don't have to wait. You don't have to spend any gas. You save a lot of money, and you get solution strategies right away from the convenience of your home or office. To find out more, go to dearpastor.com.
H-E-K. It's surprisingly affordable, where most counselors charge $60 to $100 or more an hour or have lengthy, expensive intake. With me, you can be talking to me right away. In fact, often within 5 minutes, our dialogue is already opening up avenues for strategies for solutions. If you want more information about pastoral counseling online, right from the convenience of your home or office, go to dearpastor.tk. I look forward to hearing from you. My name is Roland. I'm your host. The program, Talk to a Pastor. I bid you welcome, whether you're in Riverside or Colton, or San Bernardino, Palm Desert, Palm Springs, Los Angeles, Paramount, or anywhere around the world. Why, you could be in Norway or Finland, or you could be in Russia or Germany or Australia, England, Brazil. Welcome to the program. Now, what you need. So what do you need? See, when you hear me, so here I am talking about these things. I point out the error. If you receive the message with joy, sure, it hurts a little bit, but it's a good pain. You know, it's like I said, like going to the dentist having your tooth pulled out. Then you admit, he's right. I am impatient, and I'm followed the wrong people, and I've been selfish, and so on. You just admit it. It's a little painful. All right, well, at least you admit it, and now you're getting close. You're close to your conscience, which is intuition, which is from God, which is the inner light. See? But now the other thing that you need, so it's nice to hear me, and then you can listen to my programs. You can go on the internet and listen to some of my previous programs and read my books. They'll be helpful. You could get Becoming a Friend of God. It's a very good book. You could get Conquering Stress and Its Symptoms. That would explain it in psychological terms, why you're all stressed out. And you could get my book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, and see why your relationships go awry. And you could get my book, My Daughter Doesn't Want to Clean Her Room, and you could see how you messed up your relationship with your kids. See? And then, what? After you see that you've been a jerk, that you've been selfish, and so on, then what? Then go and sin no more. Admit what you did, be sorry, and pick yourself up and knock it off. Knock it off, whatever you've been doing. Resenting your husband, knock it off. Being impatient with your kids, just knock it off. Admit to them, say, I'm sorry, I was impatient. That was wrong, and I apologize. And then go about your business, okay? It's so simple. There's nothing complicated about it. You can change your life around in 5 minutes. 5 minutes. You don't need to go to therapy for 16 years and take zillions of pills with all kinds of side effects and then have another 16 years of agony from that. You don't need to go to Tibet or sit on the side of a mountain somewhere. You can change your life in 5 minutes. Just listen to what I'm saying and admit that you've been a jerk. Say, yes, I've been a jerk. Admit it. You'll feel a lot better. Okay? Then what you need is a little help. You need help with two things. Number one, you need help with staying in touch with your intuition. The problem now is you hear me, you're a little closer to it. You might feel good. You hear the message. You hear me talk about the error, and you're glad to see, you're glad to hear the truth spoken. And after you've heard me, you feel better. You have more. You have a kind of a peace of mind. You feel better. You feel more stable. What happens is you go out in the world. You get upset. You go out in the world. You get upset. You say the wrong thing, you do the wrong thing, then you hide in your imagination. And while you're hiding in your imagination, you make more mistakes and you get upset again. So that's why you need the meditation, so you can learn to go out there without getting all upset. See, and you also need to know how to deal with memories from the past, the baggage of the past that surfaces. You need to know how to deal with that, so that's why you need to get my books and my meditation. Okay?
Would
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
My name is Roland. I'm your host. Yes, go to my website, talktoapastor.org. Talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org www.commonsensecounseling.org. Now, if you'd like to write to me, if you want to write to, let's say you'd like to have the meditation on a CD, I'll send you the meditation on a CD. And I'll send you a CD with two e-books on it. Becoming a Friend of God and the book Conquering Stress and Its Symptoms. I'll send you both of those. And I'm charging, I think, $10 for that on the internet. You can download it on the internet. You get an e-book and an MP3. But if you'd like to have CDs, one with meditation and the other one with the books, why, you can write to me and I will send it to you. So we need to add something for the postage and shipping, so and something for the handling and all that kind of stuff. Let's say $20. That's very, very reasonable for meditation, life-changing meditation, and the book and the e-books. And you get the meditation booklet too, so you get you get the booklet, two ebooks, and the meditation, all on two CDs for only $20. How's that? So you can write to me, write to Roland Trujillo, RolandTrujillo, and here's the address. Or if you want to send a donation, you can donate something to me, Roland Trujillo, to help me stay on the air. I need the help. Incidentally, like I said, I don't have a church. So it's just me. I'm a man with a microphone. I help people. And not a lot of people help me because they don't see the benefit. See, I'm not stroking egos. Why, if I had some gigantic church with stained glass and fancy leather seats and so on, why, the people would give lots of money because they would feel, you know, it would make them important, see. But since I'm just a regular little person, why, it takes someone that can see that I need help and help out of the good of their heart. That's what it takes. Anyway, you can help me, or you can send a donation to get the meditation and the ebooks on CD. And the address is Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. That's Post Office Box 854. That's real easy. P.O. Box 854, Berkeley, California, zip code 94701. Once again, the zip code is 94701. Okay? Or you can donate online or get the meditation online at commonsensecounseling.org, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Okay? All right, so there you have it. Oh, yes, and incidentally, if you want to contact me, you can talk to me on the phone. It's all through LivePerson, so you need to go to talktoapastor.org there, I don't know, just look and you'll see my LivePerson office, and you'll click on LivePerson office, and then you'll see how you can talk to me. Yeah, there's a little charge for it, there is, but it's not very much really. And that's the way I want to do it. Why? Because that way you remain anonymous and confidential. I don't know your phone number. I don't know your phone number. You tell me your first name, give me a name. Use whatever name you want. And I don't know your number. When it comes through on my cell phone, it's some generic number that LivePerson puts out. So I don't know your number and you don't know my number. But I can help you, and I can help you really fast. Sometimes all it takes is like 10 minutes and I can help you. So talktoapastor.org and figure out there how you can get in touch with me if you want to. And so, there you have it. I'll be right back.
Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, I'm extending my hand in friendship to help you. I do this as a volunteer, so here I am. And here are my the good things that I have for you. My meditation, and my books, and all these wonderful resources I have, including this program, which you can listen to free. All for you. So therefore, I think I'm a good... somewhat decent representative of our Creator. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be back again, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. Until then, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.